The Poetry of Music, an Introduction. If music be the food of love, play on. The evocative words of William Shakespeare not only capture the addictive quality of love, but also of music. Poets have an ability with their words and phrases to provide a rhythm, an atmosphere. When this is allied to their musings on music, we are captivated.
Music's Empire by Andrew Marvell. First was the world as one great cymbal made, where jarring winds to infant nature played. All music was a solitary sound, to hollow rocks and murmuring fountains bound. Jubal first made the wilder notes agree, and Jubal tuned music's jubilee. He called the echoes from their sullen cell and built the organ's city where they dwell. Each sought a consort in that lovely place, and virgin trebles wed the manly bass, from whence the progeny of numbers new into harmonious colonies withdrew. Some to the lute, some to the viol went, and others chose the cornet eloquent. These practising the wind, and those the wire, to sing men's triumphs or in heaven's choir. Then music, the mosaic of the air, did of all these a solemn noise prepare, with which she gained the empire of the ear, including all between the earth and sphere. Victorious sounds! Yet here your homage do unto a gentler conqueror than you, who, though he flies the music of his praise, would with you heaven's hallelujahs raise.
Music, an Ode by Algernon Charles Swinburne. Was it light that spake from the darkness, or music that shone from the word, when the night was enkindled with sound of the sun or the first-born bird? Souls enthralled and entrammelled in bondage of seasons that fall and rise, bound fast round with the fetters of flesh, and blinded with light that dies, lived not surely till music spake and the spirit of life was heard. Music, sister of sunrise, and herald of life to be, smiled as dawn on the spirit of man, and the thrall was free. Slave of nature and serf of time, the bondman of life and death, dumb with passionless patience that breathed, but forlorn and reluctant breath, heard, beheld, and his soul made answer, and communed aloud with the sea. Morning spake, and he heard, and the passionate silent noon kept for him not silence. And soft from the mounting moon, though the sound of her splendour, heard as dawns in the breathless night, not of men, but of birds whose note bade man's soul quicken and leap to light. And the song of it spake, and the light and the darkness of earth were as chords in tune.